Housing advocates say a Philly developer has violated a pair of legal agreements by building luxury townhomes on land designated for affordable housing. As WHYY's Aaron Mozell reports, the argument could become the source of civil litigation.
In the 90s, the city picked Ingram and Regis Corp. to develop two affordable housing projects in South Philly. Both were built using federal tax credits issued by a statewide organization. In turn, the group inked legal agreements with Ingram that required the developments to remain affordable for 30 years. Dina Schlossberg is executive director of Regional Housing Legal Services.
It burns off after the end of 30 years, but both Artist Village and St. Anthony's have somewhere between, 6 and 10 years left on their indentures.
But roughly 2 years ago, Ingram began building a row of luxury townhomes on part of the parking lot at St. Anthony's. The company is also behind another set of luxury homes on the grounds of Artist Village. Schlossberg is concerned the company's actions could deepen Philadelphia's affordable housing crisis if there aren't any consequences.
If you're allowed to sort of creep into getting rid of the real estate and not having to comply with your indenture, then if he doesn't have to, why do others have to?
CEO Brad Ingerman says the company is in the clear. He says the agreements only apply to the buildings at both sites.
We not only had the title companies take the position that there was no restriction that applied to the land, but we also had two different lenders that took a similar position that the land was not subject to any restrictive covenant.
In a statement, a spokesperson for the Pennsylvania Housing Finance Agency says the organization is reviewing the situation at both properties. There is no timeline for when the group may take action. Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.